What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got a lot of news I got to get through. So let's go to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was very upset this morning because I didn't like the American soldiers' remains coming home draped with a UN flag. My father was in the Korean War, and we had a military funeral. He got an American flag, not a UN flag. So how do you feel about that?
I think if these are American soldiers, they should be under the American flag, although the war in Korea was initiated by the United Nations Security Council. But it may simply be that until they can actually identify the remains, they don't know who was an American and who was from one of the other UN countries that went on in there. So that may be the reason for that. But absolutely, I think a returning American veteran deserves the American flag.
That's right. That's right. I just wanted to spout off because I was very upset about that this morning.
And, yeah, I can understand why you would be.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're closing the lines for a while. We may reopen them again in hour number three when the Lady Claire is here. So NBC and Wall Street Journal did a poll, and it's bad news for the Democrats. Apparently, with party leaders like Maxine Waters pushing violence and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pushing socialism and totally wide open borders, Americans are turning away from the radical far left party. And according to this poll, only 33% of those surveyed think the Democratic Party is in the mainstream of American thought. Just 33%. Now, that is something like a 12% drop just in 2 years. So we're watching the Democratic Party basically self-destruct. And one of the problems the Democrats have right now is they don't have any better leaders than Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi. The last head of the party, Obama, took his magic with him. And he's, you know, partying it up with Jay-Z and Beyonce in Paris. And 2020 is still a long ways away, so nobody has really emerged around whom the party faithful can rally. And what leaders the party have are all ancient fossils. Nancy Pelosi is 78, Bernie Sanders is 76, Hillary Clinton is 70. The wannabe nominee for 2020, Elizabeth Warren, is 69. And the party's angriest member, Senator Chuck Schumer, is 67. There's no young blood that's come on in, which is why I keep saying if the Democratic Party had any real sense of where they're going, they'd be looking at Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't agree with her position on gun control, but I'm very impressed with her in all the other areas. Now, there was a video. Somebody actually got this on video. I don't know what the obsession is with Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but apparently there was this U.S. Marine who was a Trump supporter, was wearing a Trump shirt, and he got jumped by a group of thugs. And apparently the melee started. One of the thugs addressed the soldier by calling him the N-word. And it just escalated from there. I can say the N-word if I want to, bro. You don't get to tell me what to do. If I want to talk and use the word, I use, then F you. And then the agitator taunted the Marine by claiming he's rolling deep, which is street slang for I got a lot of people behind me. So you're just going to have to deal with that. Now, the Marine told the thug to get out of his face, and that's when the altercation went physical. However, to no surprise, the Marine held his own and fended off multiple simultaneous attackers to the applause of the surrounding crowd, many of whom were shouting, "You got to respect this guy, he's a Marine." But it's another example that the far left is just willing to go to violence to get their ends. It's a very dangerous situation. Apparently, there was a second camera, video camera there, high end, that was filming the altercation. One of the thugs attacked the cameraman with a karate kick, and they stole the camera, $3,000 camera. So that it's violence. It's brown shirt tactics. And this is what's turning off the American mainstream to the Democratic Party. That kind of violence, pushing a political agenda, is simply un-American, especially when the agenda is men using the women's ladies' room, wide open borders, free stuff for illegal immigrants, and so forth. All right, let's take a phone call. Oh, I thought we'd shut the lines. Robert in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike. What's on my mind is that I believe all of the positive news about the economy is overcooked and it's underdone.
Yes,
I think that the reason that the announcement that there is no wage growth is because there are not more people qualified to take the more jobs that are supposed to exist. There are less jobs than the people, than the qualified workers available. That's why there's no wage growth, because the workers are still competing against one another for jobs instead of against the employer.
Okay.
Because there's just not more. There's not more jobs, and you're only using right now 64% of the available workforce. 37% are able-bodied, unemployed people. Those are just
that's true. And then, of course, you have the flood of refugees and illegal immigrants who are being brought into the country, who are working in many cases illegally, paid under the table. In jobs that should be going to legal American citizens. It's an absolute disaster in the making. And
yes,
that all goes back to, again, this Democratic obsession with open borders and the end of
right.
nation states and the end of citizenship.
But with 37% of the available workforce out of work or not working, you're losing that productivity to count towards your GDP growth, and it's productivity that will never be recovered once it's lost. So
you're absolutely right about that.
I think there'll be an adjustment in a month or so of the 4.1%, and then everybody will get another look at the real GDP.
Yeah, we see this all the time. They'll come out with some really good numbers, and the news media will proclaim it. And then down the road, they'll say, well, we've had to revise those numbers from, you know, two quarters ago, when it's
right.
Most people are beyond caring at that point. But, you know, when you've got about one-third of the workforce not working, they're not paying taxes. They don't
right.
have money to pour into the consumer economy. There's a serious disconnect between the labor participation rate and the claims that the economy is doing great. And as I said earlier in the show, we should assume that Donald Trump's administration is cooking the books the way previous administrations did, because if Trump were to come on in and say the honest reality is the economy is in serious trouble, the Democrats would say, oh, see, Trump has ruined the economy. We had it in really good shape here. Trump has ruined it all.
Quite right. Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're going to leave the lines closed. We are going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. So let's talk about the economic news a little bit here. The so-called tech rally is starting to get thin, and this was starting to happen even before the major Facebook stock drop. And a big part of it has to do with the fact that, again, the prices for high-tech little gizmos are going up. And consumers just do not have the money to be constantly buying a newer and more up-to-date hip device. Plus the fact that a lot of this stuff has plateaued. When the first iPhone came along, it was a revolution compared to its predecessors. But, you know, the iPhone 10 is only marginally better than the iPhone 8 at a huge cost increase. And that facial scanner, I guess they're still having problems getting that thing to work. Now, General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, and Ford are all showing serious, serious trouble. Back at the end of May, General Motors shares were $38 when it announced that SoftBank, the Japanese company, would invest $2.25 billion in GM's self-driving car unit, Cruise. And by June, GM shares had gone up to $45, but this morning they're back down to $37.16. That's a 17% plunge from June 11th. Now, Fiat Chrysler didn't help. Wednesday morning, it announced earnings and slashed full-year earnings guidance by about 7%. Their shares dropped by 13%. Ford's turn to confess came on Wednesday evening. Its second quarter earnings plunged nearly 50% to $1.1 billion. Total revenues fell 2.4% to $38 billion. Now, it sounds like a lot of money, but for a corporation that size, that is very, very serious reductions. It slashed its projections for the full year by about 11%, and they've announced yet another restructuring program that could drag out for 3 to 5 years and cost $11 billion. And anytime they use the word restructuring, that means that a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Now, Deutsche Bank is continuing to fail. They're in serious trouble. They're getting ready to lay off 10,000 employees. And they've been downgraded by Standard & Poor's from A- to BBB+. And it could be the signal of a major banking crisis on the horizon, because the truth is all of the banks are insolvent right now. And Deutsche Bank's actually doing better than a lot of them when it comes to the cash-to-deposit ratio. But Deutsche Bank, due to its size and quickly falling share price, could be the first domino to fall as the banking system starts to come apart at the seams. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about how Facebook stock fell dramatically from all the scandals, the concerns over privacy issues with Cambridge Analytica, coupled with the revelation that, yes, indeed, Facebook is actively practicing censorship. And following the story by Vice News that documented that Twitter was doing exactly the same thing, Twitter shares dropped by almost 19%. The company had to report lower than anticipated user numbers because people are turning away from these companies because they don't like censorship. They don't like being spied on. So by pushing the liberal agenda, these companies have really, really paid a price. Now, Iran is getting ready to launch their own national cryptocurrency in order to evade U.S. sanctions. Nobody thought for a minute they were just going to sit there and let the U.S. sanction them. They're looking for workarounds. A lot of other countries are saying they're not going to go along with the U.S. sanctions. They're sick and tired of sanctions. The U.S. has been flinging sanctions at other countries for years now that usually cause a lot more harm to other countries than to the targeted country. Look at when they first started sanctions against Russia, and it harmed a lot of people in Europe here. So Iran is saying this: their cryptocurrency would facilitate the transfer of money to and from anywhere on in the world, and it will help during a time of sanctions. Meanwhile, a group of 10 Republican senators have issued a joint letter warning that if Europe ignores the U.S. sanctions against Iran, there will be trouble. We will do something. We will pass bad laws. I think the U.S. is probably being seen as a global bully right about now here. Down in Mexico, Mexico has decided that they don't want to deal with the United States anymore over the escalating trade spat. They're now buying their wheat from Russia. Over in China, their gold reserves appear to be slowly rising. We know that Russia is buying gold like crazy. These countries are getting ready for a collapse of the fiat paper monetary system, which does seem to be happening right now. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we have states that are drowning in irretrievable debt. One of them is Connecticut, which is seen as one of the richest states in the country, but it's got a debt of more than $53 billion. And you have California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York are unable to make pension payments to retired government workers. In Illinois, vendors wait months to be paid by a government that's $30 billion in debt, and one of whose bonds is just one notch above junk status. New York is more than $356 billion in debt. New Jersey, more than $104 billion. California, more than $428 billion. Gee, I wonder how much of that debt was run up having to take care of all those illegal immigrants. Now, here is a very interesting story. This is from Conservative Daily News. Apparently, eight blue states skimmed nearly $150 million from Medicaid payments to caregivers in 2017 to cover the workers' agency fees and dues to labor unions. California, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington deducted the money from healthcare workers' paychecks for overseeing the elderly and disabled. In many cases, the workers were forced to pay dues to unions without the workers' approval. Now, back in 2014, there was a Supreme Court ruling in Harris versus Quinn that said the state practice of skimming wages from Medicaid workers without approval was unconstitutional. But the states and unions have worked together to pass new laws and processes to keep the thing going, because, as you know, the unions are very pro-democratic. Now, we've touched on this topic before, but it's worth mentioning again. Those safe deposit boxes at the bank may not be all that safe. And apparently there's this woman, Susan Nomi, said she went to open her Bank of America safe deposit box, which she's had for 16 years. The entire box was gone. That's where she kept her family's jewelry and her dad's coin collection. And Bank of America can't explain where her valuables went. They don't have an answer. They just said, well, thanks for letting us know. And Nomi was a Bank of America employee of 40 years, and she's not the only one. Others have complained that Bank of America drilled their safe deposit boxes without permission or notice. Apparently, one family reported getting their safe deposit contents mailed to them, but claimed $17,000 in jewelry was missing. Others are out there saying, I just got robbed by the bank. Now, federal rules say banks can drill a box without permission only when there is a court order, a search warrant, delinquent rental fees, requests from estate administrators, or if the bank is closing a branch. However, none of these reasons apply to any of these cases. Now, federal law requires that banks give customers adequate notice before anything is done to their safe deposit box. So what is going on over at Bank of America? Okay, now, over in Europe, things are heating up. Hungary's Viktor Orban is basically warning the EU executive, Juncker, saying that its days are numbered with this ongoing row with the bloc over migration. The member states of the EU have really had it. Now, many of the governments of the member states are still on board with this George Soros open borders, New World Order idea. But the ordinary people of Europe, they are really, really fed up. Now, over in Austria, there was an interesting little case where 17 anti-immigration activists were charged with hate speech charges and criminal organization charges normally reserved for the mafia. But after they went to court, the judge freed them. Because in Austria, you do have a right to say, I think the open borders are a bad idea. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Again, going back to Austria, the new chief of staff of the Austrian army, Major General Robert Brieger, has warned that the greatest threat to Austria is uncontrolled mass migration. And he said, due to the lack of concrete border protection on the external borders of the European Union, all member states faced a threat from mass migration, including the possibility of future terrorist attacks. And he said, it's reached such a point that there's a need to act at a national level. In other words, they're bringing back national borders. So the European Union, the people in the European Union, they've got all the bad things of being in the EU, and all the good things, bit by bit, have been taken away. Schengen is basically effectively dead. Now, every year, Germany holds what they call an anti-racist soccer tournament. And this year, it had to be canceled because violence broke out during the final, with players from these two refugee teams starting a massive brawl. And one of the teams was Arab and the other African. And eyewitness said violence erupted during the match after an argument between players from the Red Tree team, the organization behind which say they fight Nazis while seeking to make Zwickau, Cosmopolitan, Tolerant, and Courageous. And from the Antifa Soccer Club, Marienthal United 08s Refugee Squad. So, yeah, that open borders, bring everybody in and mix them all together. That's working out really, really, really good. Over in Sweden, a girl at a Swedish school was threatened with rape and called a slut because she wasn't dressed like a Muslim. And she was exposed to all kinds of gross harassment by other students at the Johannes School in Malmo. And the harassment included having her trousers pulled down and being screamed at she wasn't Muslim enough. Now, the girl is going to receive a 2,000 euro settlement for damages. But apparently, children at this school, some as young as 6 years old, are being beaten and sexually harassed during school hours. So, yeah, how's that open borders thing working out for you? Down in Great Britain, Boris Johnson is once again tearing into Theresa May's Brexit plan, calling it vassalage, satrapy, and colony status for the UK. And we're seeing all these efforts to delay and delay and to come up with a soft Brexit deal. The latest variation of the soft Brexit deal was that Great Britain would stay connected to the common market. They would still have their economy linked with the European economy. It's a Brexit in name only, which is what Theresa May seems to be headed for because she's actually a Remainer. I think the British people are getting tired of waiting. They've expressed their will. They want out. They want the borders closed. And governments that don't listen to what the people want inevitably come to a sticky end. Here in the United States, Democratic Representative Joe Crowley is now out there suggesting families who cross the border illegally be financially compensated. In other words, he's offering out yet another financial incentive for people to violate our borders. To say, yeah, well, come on in. We'll take some tax money over here that should have gone to fixing our roads, and we're going to start giving things to the families who cross the border illegally. I have a somewhat different take. Families that cross the border illegally should be immediately sent back. And if they'd been doing that all along, we wouldn't have had this mess with all the children being separated from their parents. It should be pretty much ironclad. If you have the paperwork to be coming into the United States of America, visa, green card, whatever, come across the border. If you don't have the documents, you stop at the border. And we have to cut off these financial incentives. Now, the University of Alaska Southeast is going to be canceling classes this fall to hold a power and privilege symposium. This will be a third year in a row that UAS has shut down classes in its Janao campus for this conference. Students will be discussing issues like race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, age, religion, body size, ability, mental illness, class, and their intersectionalities. And I'm just wondering, what kind of a job are these kids going to be prepared for when they finally graduate? That's what I would really like to know. By the way, if you're a Goldfish fan, and by that I mean the crackers, not the real fish, the crackers, there's been a recall of the Goldfish crackers due to salmonella. And it's four specific flavors: Flavor Blasted Extra Cheddar, Flavor Blasted Sour Cream and Onion, Goldfish Baked with Whole Grain Extra Cheddar, and Goldfish Mixed Extra Cheddar and Pretzel. Pepperidge Farm is saying there have been no reports of illness, but they're doing the recall out of an abundance of caution. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I try and stay away from that Mandalay Bay shooting, but it just gets weirder and weirder between the MGM lawsuit against the victims to try and prevent there being any lawsuits against MGM, which would require discovery, turning over internal information, to this latest one. IntelliHub is reporting that newly released officer-worn body camera video footage from the night of the shooting reveals, and this is coming from the Mr. Burgundy YouTube channel, reveals that Stephen Paddock was killed by SWAT, and he did not kill himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, as the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said he did, followed by the corporate media. So once again, what we're getting from the official sources isn't real. It's something else. Okay, so let's start talking a little bit here about computers. Once again, there's more snoopware out there. Apparently, this one has been installed by 11 million iOS, Android, and Chrome, and Firefox users. And basically, people use ad blockers, disk cleaners, and other utilities to stop online trackers. Researchers have uncovered a host of apps and browser extensions that actually keep a list of every website ever visited and send it to servers operated by the developers, apparently with a unique identifying number that is generated at the time of the install. And the snooping wares affect both the Android and iOS users, as well as those who installed Google Chrome and Mozilla file extensions. So it really is out of control here. Now, over at Twitter, it's been determined that, yes, indeed, there was a liberal bias there. Conservative tweets were being blocked. Liberal tweets were not. Twitter is trying to claim it was simply a glitch, which doesn't make sense. Why would a glitch only target conservatives here? But if you think about it, Twitter is interfering in the election process by doing this. They're not allowing a dialogue among the American people to make decisions going into the midterm elections this November. They're only allowing one voice to be heard. That's tinkering with the elections, tampering with the elections. Now, apparently, Trump himself turned out to be censored as well. Twitter is using an algorithm to prevent his tweets from going viral. They're throttling his likes. And that apparently got the attention of Donald Trump himself, because he's blasted Twitter, using Twitter, saying stop shadow banning or else. He's saying he's ready to go to Congress and get laws passed to return a balance to all social media, which I think would be a really good idea. And they're going to have to do it in the very, very near future before the politicking for November really starts to crank up. And I'm very much in favor of this. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, they're dealing with a lot more issues than the loss of stock price. Apparently, there are lawsuits piling up with potential settlements in the tens of billions of dollars. Facebook is facing massive fines, possible government intervention. Facebook is accused of using ad tools to discriminate against older job seekers. That's a lawsuit there. Apparently, federal judge has given a go-ahead for a $30 billion Facebook privacy class action lawsuit. And anybody with a Facebook account is a member of that class. Now, the lawsuit was actually filed all the way back in Chicago in 2015 and has been moved to a federal court in San Francisco. And the lawsuit accuses Facebook of violating Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. So that's another lawsuit out there. Now, Facebook has been slapped with $3.9 billion in lawsuits on the very first day of GDPR. And there's yet another lawsuit, a class action, where Facebook was logging users' texts and call logs on their smartphone app. So it's really out there, and I can understand why people are leaving Facebook, and I can understand why young people just getting onto the internet, they're very reluctant to sign on up. In fact, there's been a noticeable drop in new signups from the younger ages. Yet another lawsuit has to do with this personality quiz lawsuit that involves Cambridge Analytica. Cases seeking more than $1,000 per violation for Facebook's Cambridge Analytica privacy breach. I think Mr. Zuckerberg is about to have a lesson in how to be humble. And of course, there is the China problem. Facebook is facing sanctions in China. So they're in a lot of trouble right now. Somebody actually ran an online poll. How long before Facebook is as dead as MySpace? And 50% of the respondents said within 5 years, 26% of the respondents said within a year. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Anthony in Tucson, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was trying to get it to, I forget what her name was, the first name was, but her last name, I think, was Stanton. And I was explaining to him, there was a case fought in Minnesota against the Federal Reserve Bank system that they did not lend substance and that the party did not have to pay the interest or the loan. And I believe it was a fellow by the name of Daly. And it never was appealed. And the real fault with the Federal Reserve system is they are allowed to print this money out of thin air. They're allowed to lend it to other countries. And with that worthless paper, they're allowed to come and buy up all of the products that are produced here in the United States without paying for it. And even the buildings, when they build them, they loan the money for the high-rises or subdivisions or building projects. All of that is built with no money, and that's what that case was over, that there was no substance.
I was trying to find it here, and I remember that. We talked about it once before, but let me just summarize from memory here. Basically what it was, there was this guy who had gotten a mortgage from a bank, bought a house with it, gotten behind on his payments. The bank sued to foreclose. And the homeowner and his lawyer went into court and argued that basically the bank had not actually provided anything of tangible value. They had simply written some zeros into his account. And it was a phantom. And argued that because nothing of real value was offered in exchange for this mortgage pledge, that it didn't represent a legal contract. And the judge actually agreed and blocked the foreclosure. And of course, this did not get reported in the corporate media because it would undermine the entire mortgage banking industry. But what's really interesting is that the lawyer for the homeowner was disbarred immediately after that, and the judge died in a mysterious fishing accident shortly after that.
Uh-huh. I say that I don't think that was appealed, and that ruling stands. That
no, it's never been. They don't want to let it go back to court because they couldn't appeal it. They've got no basis for appeal. The guy was right. The banks are not actually loaning you money. You don't get a bag of gold coins or silver coins or anything like that. It's just numbers in a ledger. It amounts to little more than getting the bank's permission to own a home in exchange for a lifetime of servitude toward them. That's where the word mortgage comes from.
Yes.
Gage is another word for a pledge or promise, and mort means obviously your life or death. So a mortgage is a promise that is binding to death, although these days it's usually 30 years. It really is. It's a fraud. It's a scam. Jesse James was right. The real outlaws are the bankers.
What it was, the framers put in the Federalist Papers, no paper money ever, because it did not represent life forfeiture, whereas with gold or silver or even copper or lead, these could all be basis for money, because it takes life forfeiture to extract it from the ground. Whereas printing a piece of paper,
you have to remember the American Revolution was fought over the Bank of England's use of paper notes. And so the founding fathers set up an economy that was based on units of value. And in fact, everything that the Federal Reserve does today, In fact, banks with fractional reserve banking and everything would have been a death penalty offense under the Coinage Act of 1792.
Yes. Right. Well, and then they came up with a Social Security, which is another Ponzi pyramid scam. It started out at one third of a penny on a dollar, and every time they raise it a third of a penny, they raise it 100%. They were given $60 a month at that time. Now I think they're giving $1,500, but they've raised the cost of Social Security 6,700%.
Well, Social Security is in serious trouble because presidents, mostly Bill Clinton, have been siphoning off the cash surplus that was built up for the baby boomer retirements. That's where Bill Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus that the Democrats keep like to keep pointing at. But he got it by embezzling the American worker. And that's why today they're saying Social Security is going to run out of money, because the money that was put in there to cover the baby boomer retirements is now gone.
I don't think it'll ever run out. They'll just raise the withholding from the fools that buy into it. Because when if they really wanted to give somebody a social program, they should have allowed even the banks, if they were federally insured, to have that money deposited in a bank that actually were dealing in gold and silver. But it would earn interest, and if they did that, when I computed it at the university on a $10,000 salary for 45 years, and I compounded the interest every year on it, it came to $14 million per person. So I have the printout on that if you'd like to have it.
Well, Social Security was originally set on up with the idea that the American people would entrust their money to the government, who would then pool it together and invest it for them. And generate a rate of return, at which would then fund Social Security to provide a comfortable retirement for them. And in theory, it sounds like a good idea. But over the years, the Social Security Trust Fund has been used to invest, if you will, in various pork barrel projects that went nowhere. One bad investment after the other. And then again, they kept raising the Social Security taxes. And they did it especially anticipating the baby boomer retirements. And now that money is gone because of the Clinton administration. And the problem right now is we have a very large population of baby boomers, but a very small population of young workers. And especially in an age of depressed wages and salaries, they really can't make it balance out. It's going to be the issue. Plus, you've got Americans who are just saying, we're already taxed so much. We're being taxed a huge amount of money, and we're not getting back what we were promised.
Well, they murdered 75 million innocent lust children that could have paid into the Social Security fund, and they only got $300 to do it.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
Through abortion, since Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yes. All right.
They killed off one-eighth of the American population that could have supported Social Security, and said they only got $300 to kill it. They would have made $14 million off each one if they let it live.
Well, you know, whenever the government gets involved in our lives, it's usually good for the government and bad for our lives. And that's why they keep on doing it. You know, now they're telling us what vaccines we have to have and what foods we can and cannot eat. It's all about control, and they use that control to enrich themselves at our expense. Anyway, Anthony, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Coming up here on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Now, NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, they put up a weather satellite. Cost $350 million, and it was supposed to be up there for 20 years. It's only been up there a few months, and NOAA is saying they think it's permanently broken. And apparently the issue is that the cooling system in the satellite is not working to keep the temperatures down during the warmer part of its orbit, meaning the daytime side. And so a lot of the instruments and channels just aren't working. Now, that's bad engineering. That is definitely bad engineering to not have that. It's a typical government job here. These are the same people who insist humans are warming the planet and need to pay a carbon tax. Now, there's a very interesting story that came out of Europe, and it has to do with copyright. And the idea of copyright does get abused, and this is a classic example of that. Apparently, a Dutch court asked the European Court of Justice to rule on its dispute between two cheesemakers. Lavola Hangelo took legal action against rival Smilt Foods for making a spreadable cheese called Wit Wevenkäs with the same taste as Lavola's Hexnakas. And so she basically claimed it was copyright infringement. However, the legal opinion given to the court said EU copyright law does not extend to the taste of food. I mean, how would you even begin to copyright that? I mean, when you copyright a recording or a video or a screenplay or a book, you send them a copy. What are you going to do? Send a bit of cheese? Taste is still something that's actually very hard to quantify, which is why artificial flavorings are never as good as the real natural ones. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And one of our members just posted a story at whatreallyhappened.com, promoted it to the front page. There is another product recall out there And apparently this one involves the Hungry Man frozen dinners, also recalled for salmonella contamination. I also noticed this last week, there were a whole bunch of stories all over the corporate media about having backyard chickens was a problem because they were all infected with salmonella. And I was wondering if this was just trying to get people to give up producing their own food and go back to the supermarkets or not. But apparently with all this other salmonella concern over there, there is another issue. Or it could be corporate sabotage. There's a lot of that stuff going on here. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson did a segment talking about Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dealing with his own illegal immigration crisis. And border crossers are clogging the asylum system and flooding the homeless shelters. So Trudeau has a new solution. They're going to put all these illegals into hotels. They're going to be living in hotels at public expense. Ooh, that's going to make Trudeau really popular next election. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, this Trudeau is just such a... I'm just so angry every time I learn something more about what's going on. You either have to be a complete idiot to be allowed to be in high politics like George Bush or Trudeau, or you have to be compromised and like be a hardcore criminal. So Trudeau, I'm pretty sure, is in the idiot category. Oh, man. Anyway, I wanted to smear the TED Talks.
Yes.
And I had watched a professor give a talk on perspective and optical illusions. And so the professor showed a rectangle on the computer screen, and then he rotated it 90 degrees from vertical to horizontal. The proportions of the rectangle looked like they changed. And then I was convinced that it was too much of an optical illusion, so I actually took a tape measure and went and measured my monitor and realized that it is changed. It doesn't just look like it's changed. It is changed. So I just made a comment about that he doesn't have his pixel resolutions, you know, oriented properly on his projector screen. So he's teaching everybody that this is an optical illusion when really it's actually just not a proper
reproduced image. It's the pixel aspect ratio. So
So I get deleted and banned. I tried a few other times, made a different account, and a couple other intelligent comments on something, and no. So you're banned. I should have been promoting pedophilia, I guess, and denouncing... And promoting GMOs and pedophilia, and I would be like a 5-star user, I guess.
No, it would be promoting pedophilia and denouncing GMOs, because we talked about this earlier in the week, where TED Talk literally had a video of this professor up there trying to normalize pedophilia and say that, you know, it's just part of nature and we shouldn't be hard on people who molest little children. But TED Talk has a permanent ban on anything critical of GMO.
Okay,
now there's the music. Mateus, I got to let you go. And
okay,
we'll be right
weekend,
back
bye.
With the lovely Lady Claire.
That neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.